Hard to know what you say about this if you're a fan of the University of Michigan. You think your team, not Florida, belonged in the national championship game, and who knows, maybe they did, but the University of Florida got there and dominated. They are college football's national champions. They beat top-ranked Ohio State 41-14 in the BCS championship game. Ohio State had been undefeated, leaving now Boise State, the only undefeated team to win a major bowl this year. We'll have more on that in a moment. We start with commentator John Feinstein, who was watching the game. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I don't think very many people expected Ohio State to lose this game.
No, they were top-heavy favorites going in. They were undefeated. They had dominated most of their opponents. They had a close game, as you mentioned, with Michigan in their last game of the regular season. But no one thought that the game would be a rout in Florida's favor, that's for sure. And it really was. If you think about it, Ohio State, Teddy Ginn ran back the opening kickoff to lead 7-0. And after that, they were outscored 41-7. That's just remarkable.
How did it happen?
I think it was just speed. You know, the thing about the Southeastern Conference is they go after speed, whereas the Big Ten, the conference Ohio State goes after, generally goes after size, huge offensive linemen, dominant running games. Florida was just faster than Ohio State on defense. Their defensive line made it impossible for Troy Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, to get any time. The Ohio State offense looked pretty helpless through most of the game. Just speed, speed. You know the old saying, speed kills? Well, speed killed Ohio State last night.
Does this prove that the complicated BCS system actually picked the right matchup for the game?
No. See, that's the thing you don't want to hear, is if they get lucky and Florida turned out to be better than Michigan. The way you should determine who plays in the national championship game, this may sound like an off-the-wall idea, Steve, is by playing games. Let Florida play their way in. Let them beat Michigan. Let them play Boise State and prove that they're better than a team that finished undefeated. Just because you get lucky every once in a while and the matchup in the championship game produces the best team doesn't mean you've got the right system. It's the wrong system.
Read an interesting analysis, though, of all the interests against a playoff system. Various conferences, various bowl games all have a stake here.
Well, it's all about money. That's what it comes down to, is the 64 BCS schools do not want to share the millions and millions of dollars that they're raking in with the non-BCS schools, but not only teams like Boise State, but other Division I and 1AA schools. It's all about the money. They use all sorts of different excuses, like the tradition of the bowls. Ridiculous. How can you talk about tradition when you're playing the national championship game on January 8th, not January 1st, and the importance of the regular season? None of that holds water. The academic argument doesn't hold water at all. The basketball players are on the road far longer in March than the football players would be in January. There ought to be a playoff system, as there is in every other college sport.
What has it done to the TV ratings that the bowl games have gone on right through January 8th?
Not much. Nothing good, actually. I mean, now, you have to say that the BCS moved to Fox this year from ABC. I think a lot of fans may not have been aware of that and just couldn't find the games. But the ratings have not been good. Even that great Fiesta Bowl game with that extraordinary ending between Oklahoma and Boise State, which, as you know, Steve, ended with the guy scoring the winning points, proposing to his girlfriend in the end zone, did not get very high ratings at all. I think, you know, the public now clearly wants a playoff.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Next Man Up, A Year Behind the Lines in Today's NFL.